Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is For the Record Program number 251, an update on German corporate control over American media. And by extension, this should also be understood as including other forms of communication, because is anyone aware of the contemporary state of communication technology? Anyone who is aware of the current state of information technology and communication technology understands how these are merging, and what initially began as an inquiry into German corporate control over American publishing and other mass media is now rapidly branching out into German corporate control of developing technologies, which would necessarily be included in the category of media. This specific broadcast, number 251, is a follow-up to program number 245 called Deutsche Telekom über alles, talking about the German government telephone monopoly and its forays into the American wireless market, and also its ventures into the internet field as well. This all is to be understood against the background of the book Serpent's Walk, the Nazi tract put out by National Vanguard Books, and in particular, it is to be understood against the background of both the other programs in this series and the Bormann Flight Capital Organization that I've dealt with in the past. I refer interested listeners to the tape duplication service called Spitfire for not only sourcing for those other tapes, but also for a list of and description of the various tapes that are available from Spitfire, including many article-length descriptions of the other programs in this series. And again, this is For the Record program number 251. This is being recorded on October 1st of the year 2000. And we're going to begin by taking a look at an article that underscores the importance of mobile phone technology for information technology and, by extension, for control of the public sphere of knowledge, because that really is what lies at the bottom of this entire series, because if you can control the people's understanding of information, if you can control what information gets to people, you can control their behavior in its entirety. This is why totalitarian organizations have always sought to control the media and the educational process in order to keep people in line. Following article is from the Financial Times of London of Thursday, August 17th of the year 2000. This is an article by Alan Kane, C-A-N-E, and it underscores the long-term significance of the Deutsche Telekom foray into the American mobile phone market. And when we're understanding the term M-commerce or mobile commerce here, one should understand that this is basically a manifestation, a mobile or wireless manifestation of the internet, what is known in some circles as WAP technology, Wireless Application Protocol. Again, the Financial Times of Thursday, 8/17 of 2000, has the following article. This is headlined, M-commerce boom, quote, will leave U.S. trailing, unquote. Subtitled, Internet study predicts Europe and Asia will lead the way in developing mobile commerce systems over the next 5 years. The article reads in part as follows. Explosive growth over the next 5 years in computer systems and professional services to support mobile commerce will leave the U.S., traditionally the world's technology leader, trailing behind Europe and Asia, a study concludes. Skipping down, mobile commerce, buying and selling goods over the internet from a mobile phone, is in its infancy everywhere but at its most developed in Europe, where standardization has meant that mobile telephone systems are 18 to 22 months ahead of the U.S. Now, again, bear in mind the role of Deutsche Telekom, not only with regard to American wireless phones, but also, by extension, the internet. Deutsche Telekom has cued something of a legislative firestorm as well as a debate about trade policy in the United States with its purchase of VoiceStream Incorporated. VoiceStream, in turn, has now bought a very significant southern U.S.-based firm called PowerTel, and this is viewed by VoiceStream and its prospective parent company, Deutsche Telekom, as giving Deutsche Telekom a relatively unified mobile network in the United States. Reading now from the Wall Street Journal of Monday, August 28th of the year 2000, this talks about VoiceStream's purchase of PowerTel. Bear in mind that VoiceStream has been at least tentatively purchased by Deutsche Telekom, as discussed at considerable length in For the Record 245. This article is by Nicole Harris and Nikhil Deugun, D-E-O-G-U-N, and I may be mispronouncing that last name. It's headlined, VoiceStream Wireless Agrees to Purchase Rival PowerTel for $5.9 billion in stock. Note again that Deutsche Telekom's stock is significantly overvalued, it having been a German government monopoly and still controlled by the German government. This gives the firm a significant edge in terms of acquiring corporate properties in other countries. This article reads in part, VoiceStream Wireless Corporation has agreed to purchase smaller cellular phone rival PowerTel Corporation for $5.9 billion in stock, plus the assumption of $1.2 billion in debt, in a deal aimed at filling holes in VoiceStream's U.S. wireless network and expanding the reach of German phone powerhouse Deutsche Telekom AG. Skipping down. VoiceStream has been snapping up other cell phone providers that use a wireless technology called Global System for Mobile Communications, unquote, or GSM, with the goal of piecing together a national network. Wireless industry observers have long speculated about a VoiceStream-PowerTel combination, since PowerTel is one of the last remaining independent GSM operators in the United States. Skipping down. VoiceStream and Deutsche Telekom hail their proposed union as a giant step towards seamless global wireless use that would enable customers to use one cell phone and, more importantly, one cell phone provider anywhere in the world. Note again the previous article warning that the United States is going to fall behind in M-commerce and M-technology, M-information technology. Hence the inclusion of this program and 245 in the series about German corporate control over the American media. Now, as discussed in For the Record program 245 and as alluded to earlier in the program, the VoiceStream purchase by Deutsche Telekom has queued legislation banning it or making it impossible for a foreign company more than 25% owned by a foreign government to purchase American telecommunications properties. The following about that struggle and about how Deutsche Telekom appears to be winning it, the following article is from the Financial Times of London of Tuesday, September 5th of the year 2000. Article by Peter Spiegel headlined, Battle of the Giants over Deutsche Telekom Deal. Subtitled, After a tense period, attempts to ban foreign government ownership of U.S. telecom seems set to fail, says Peter Spiegel. Skipping down. By the time Congress left for its August recess last month, legislation banning foreign government-owned companies from buying U.S. telephone licenses had gained startling momentum in the Senate. The legislation, spearheaded by Senator Ernest Hollings, a South Carolina Democrat, struck fear into the heart of Ron Zomer, the Deutsche Telekom boss, who had just made his $45 billion buyout offer for American wireless provider VoiceStream. But what a difference a month makes. As Congress reconvenes today, prospects for the bill look far less promising, thanks in part to lobbying by Telekom and VoiceStream, as well as by an unusual alliance of interests from the left, the Communication Workers of America Trade Union, and the right, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Quote, It's very unlikely that Hollings has 51 votes in the Senate, said Scott Cleland, a telecommunications analyst with the Precursor Group. For Deutsche Telekom and VoiceStream, it has been an unexpected battle, forcing them to revisit an issue they thought was settled 3 years ago, when the U.S. signed the World Trade Organization's Basic Telecommunications Agreement. By the way, as noted in For the Record program number 245, the lobbying for Deutsche Telekom has been handled by the influential Washington law firm of Wilmer, Cutler & Pickering, which just hired a former German communications or a German transportation minister as a law partner, and that individual was also the treasurer for the CDU, which has recently been the focal point of a major scandal in Germany, as discussed in For the Record program number 193 about the CDU funding scandal. More about the gradual relaxation to the opposition to Deutsche Telekom's purchase of VoiceStream. By the way, Wilmer, Cutler & Pickering also handled the legal work for Swiss banks and their the claims made against them by Holocaust survivors. They also represented German corporations with regard to similar lawsuits with regard to compensation for slave laborers used by German corporations during the Second World War. More about Deutsche Telekom's winding its way way through Congress, and the Deutsche Telekom purchases VoiceStream, winding its way intact through Congress. This is from the New York Times of Friday, September 8th of the year 2000, Reuters story dateline Washington, September 7th, and headline, Deutsche Telekom clears U.S. hurdle on acquisition, subtitled, Deutsche Telekom's proposed $50.7 billion acquisition of the VoiceStream Wireless Corporation cleared its first regulatory hurdle in the United States, the company said today. The company said the Justice Department had let the waiting period expire under the Hart-Scott-Rodino antitrust law. The move essentially means that the agency does not see any antitrust concerns in the proposed deal. Again, the U.S. Department of Justice has failed to enact antitrust legislation against Deutsche Telekom for its purchase of VoiceStream, thus offering a significant, basically comprising a significant hurdling of an obstacle by Deutsche Telekom. The very same day that that information came out, that was Friday, September 8th, the Wall Street Journal carried an article about the Clinton White House basically laying an egg in with regard to Deutsche Telekom. The Clinton White House has asked the Federal Bureau of Investigation to tone down its congressional testimony about the risks of foreign government ownership of communications companies. Again, this is from the Wall Street Journal, Friday, September 8th of the year 2000, article by Katie Chen, dateline Washington, headline, White House asks FBI to curb warnings on foreign ownership of telecom firms. This article reads in part as follows. The White House asked the Federal Bureau of Investigation to tone down its congressional testimony, warning of the risks of foreign government ownership of communications companies. The FBI listed some of the dangers of such ownership to national security in its testimony at a White House hearing yesterday. But it also said current review processes have ensured that such deals don't jeopardize security, a point that was added after the Office of Management and Budget complained late Wednesday the FBI's draft testimony was too tough, people familiar with the situation said. In a recent program, specifically in For the Record program number 247, we took a look at the FBI's scrutiny of foreign purchases of American telecommunications companies. We're going to come back to one of the national security risks inherent in such a concept or in such a machination later on in the broadcast. Please note that Deutsche Telekom owns significant has significant capital participation in France Telecom, which has been the focal point of an illegal phone tapping operation in El Salvador, in which France Telecom appears to have been operating as something of a proxy for the reactionary elements of El Salvadorian intelligence and the FMLN, among other institutions. Oddly enough, including the FBI in the United States, has cited that particular case as exemplary of the dangers involved in allowing foreign telecommunications purchases of American companies. The German government has been aiding the Deutsche Telekom purchase of VoiceStream by basically obliging Deutsche Telekom to lower the charges that it pays to its competitors. I would also note in this context that while facilitating Deutsche Telekom's purchase of American telecommunications companies, this investigation by the German government is also going to benefit the positions of both Bertelsmann and Telefonica. As part of the recent very complex purchase of Lycos by Telefonica, MediaWays GmbH, the second largest internet access company in Germany, sold to Telefonica by Bertelsmann, is going to be afforded a better rate for German internet access. So two birds basically are being killed with the same stone here by the German government action. It is facilitating Deutsche Telekom's purchase of PowerTel and VoiceStream, and it is going to afford Bertelsmann an improved competitive position with regard to accessing information on its Telefonica partner-owned GmbH company. That's sort of a mouthful, but we're going to come to that in just a second. The first of the two basic goals of this German government regulatory action, again, is facilitating the Deutsche Telekom purchases of VoiceStream and PowerTel. That discussed in the Wall Street Journal of Tuesday, September 12th of the year 2000. This is an article by William Boston, dateline Bonn, headline, Deutsche Telekom to lower charges aiding a U.S. deal. This is subtitled, In a move to boost phone competition, Germany's telecommunications watchdog reorganized and lowered the charges competitors must pay Deutsche Telekom AG to tie into the dominant phone company's network. The Telecommunications Regulatory Agency estimates that the new system, which goes into effect June 1st, will enable Deutsche Telekom's competitors to save 13% next year and 23% in 2002 on so-called interconnection charges that they must pay to reach their customers over the former monopoly's phone lines. The new system will be most beneficial for companies that invest extensively to build their own communications networks. This underlines the government's goal of rewarding companies that build infrastructure, creating jobs, and improving service. Although the ruling is a setback for Deutsche Telekom in its home market, it should be helpful ammunition for the company as it tries to convince U.S. regulators to approve its acquisition of VoiceStream Wireless Corporation of Bellevue, Washington. By the way, observers of German industry and finance often refer to the German business community as Germany Incorporated because of the interconnections of German finance and heavy industry, and in turn, the paternalistic relationship that German government has with these major German corporations. German government ministers sit in on the board of directors meetings for the major German corporations, and the directors of the German corporations in turn sit in on German cabinet meetings, a very different relationship than exists here in the United States. I realize that the boiling down of the upshot of this German government legislation might be somewhat complex, but we're going to take a look at another very interesting outcropping of this particular action. Now, again, even though Deutsche Telekom AG is going to be hurt in its domestic home market, Deutsche Telekom is being provided with useful ammunition for its American corporate takeovers. This same inquiry is also going to result in a beneficial competitive position for Telefonica, and Telefonica, bear in mind, as we looked at in 242, is allied with Bertelsmann, and Telefonica's purchase of web portal Lycos was part of a complicated deal between Telefonica and Lycos and Bertelsmann. That deal is in the background of the recent German government regulatory action against Deutsche Telekom, or really for Deutsche Telekom, while appearing to be against it, as I indicated in previous discussion. This is from the Wall Street Journal of Monday, September 18th of the year 2000. Another article by William Boston of the Wall Street Journal, headlined, Deutsche Telekom is probed on its web service prices. State-lined bond and reads in part as follows. Germany's telecommunications watchdog launched a probe to determine whether Deutsche Telekom AG discriminates against rivals of its own T-Online internet service provider and whether the giant phone company sets its internet access fees too low. The German regulator, RegTP, said Friday it suspected that Germany's dominant phone company discriminates against rival internet service providers because, quote, these offer customers a flat rate, but at the same time can only receive the necessary service from Deutsche Telekom on a per-minute basis, unquote. The regulatory fears T-Online pays less for Deutsche Telekom services than its rivals do. And T-Online's significance will be underscored in the following discussion, skipping down. The Reg-T probe has two aspects. The first, based on complaints from T-Online competitors, is whether Deutsche Telekom discriminates against T-Online's rivals. The second explores how Deutsche Telekom charges for these services and whether it is setting the fee so low that rival network operators can't compete for the business of providing such internet network services. This part of the probe is based on a complaint by MediaWays GmbH, which operates Germany's second largest internet network after Deutsche Telekom. Spanish phone company Telefonica S.A., recently agreed to buy MediaWays from Bertelsmann AG. So note that while appearing to rein in Deutsche Telekom, the German government is actually improving Deutsche Telekom's competitive situation in the United States and improving Bertelsmann's situation in terms of internet access in Germany and elsewhere by giving MediaWays GmbH an improved fee for hooking up with Deutsche Telekom's phone lines. Another obstacle was removed recently to Deutsche Telekom's purchase of PowerTel and VoiceStream. This from the Wall Street Journal of Wednesday, September 27th of the year 2000. This article is also written by William Boston in partnership with Jill Carroll. Its headline, Deutsche Telekom purchase may see a hurdle removed. It reads in part, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott said a controversial measure that would bar Deutsche Telekom AG from merging with VoiceStream Wireless Corporation and PowerTel Incorporated of the U.S. should be dropped following a renewed pledge from the German government to sell its stake in the German company. The Mississippi Republican said the measure introduced by Senator Ernest Hollings, Democrat of South Carolina, should be stripped from the spending bill funding the Commerce, State, and Justice Departments. Such action would sweep away the largest cloud that hangs over the mergers. So note, in a relatively rare instance, we have Trent Lott, the Senate Majority Leader, a Republican from Mississippi, acting in concert with the Clinton White House. All of which is to point out that when one controls economic matters, when one controls trade and industry and finance, one basically is in control of the whole Megilla, the whole shooting match. That's why the Friedrich List formula for German world domination entailed an economically unified Europe under German domination as a vehicle for unseating the United Kingdom as the dominant economic and colonial power on Earth. Well, the dominant economic power on Earth is currently the United States. Please note the long-term maneuvering around this particular series and about other aspects of German corporate maneuvering, and note how the European Union and European Monetary Union are going to benefit corporate Germany and have already benefited corporate Germany. Bear in mind, too, before we move on to more discussion of Deutsche Telekom per se, bear in mind that the Bormann Flight Capital Organization, the economic component of a Third Reich gone underground, has as one of its bases of operation, as one of its epicenters, so to speak, Spain. And one of the questions that I have about Telefonica is what, if any, participation by the Bormann Organization might be entailed in Telefonica. Is Telefonica a Bormann company? Are they involved with it? The probability is that they are involved with some way, in some way with Telefonica, given the preeminence of German capital in Spain and given the preeminence of the Bormann organization in Spain. However, whether or not Telefonica is in fact a Bormann company remains to be determined. Deutsche Telekom's acquisitions, which bear in mind as we looked at in For the Record 245, are being accomplished through drastically overvalued stock. Basically, that stock is used to purchase the other corporations, and that stock's value is currently dreadfully overinflated. Deutsche Telekom's profits have increased significantly as a result of its corporate acquisitions. That discussed in the San Jose Mercury News of Wednesday, August 30th of the year 2000. This is an article by Hans Greimel, G-R-E-I-M-A-L, of the AP. It's Dateline of Frankfurt, Germany, and headlined, Deutsche's acquisitions reap profits. This reads in part, rapidly expanding Deutsche Telekom AG, Europe's biggest phone company, reported a fourfold increase in half-year profit Tuesday thanks to rolling new acquisitions into the company's results. Skipping down, we shouldn't put too much emphasis on the figures, unquote, said Robert Halver, a telecommunications analyst with Delbrück & Company in Frankfurt. Again quoting, right now, the company isn't focused on earnings. It's focused on positioning itself in the world market. So two interesting perspectives on Deutsche Telekom's recent fortunes. One, it is significantly more profitable as a result of its acquisitions, and yet at the same time, a Frankfurt-based telecommunications analyst is viewing Deutsche Telekom as primarily putting itself in position for future operations. And again, the very first article with which we led off this program, the article about the United States falling behind in M technology, is very important for understanding how this particular inquiry into the Deutsche Telekom corporate purchases in the United States fits into the overall topic of German corporate control over the American media and the attendant discussion on the Serpent's Walk book and the Bormann Organization. By the way, speaking of Deutsche Telekom putting itself in position, the following article, while not dealing directly with the United States, is at one level funny and at another level perhaps tragicomic, at another level, certainly very significant from a strategic standpoint. Now, bear in mind, in For the Record Program 245, or not in For the Record Program 245, but bear in mind that For the Record Program 245 was entitled Deutsche Telekom über alles. Compare with the areas that Deutsche Telekom is now targeting for operations, with the areas targeted for operations by the Wehrmacht and the SS in World War II in their Drang nach Osten, or Push to the East. This is from the San Jose Mercury News business section of Tuesday, August 29th of the year 2000. Deutsche Telekom eyes new markets. It reads in part, after emerging as the top bidder in Germany's next-generation cell phone auction, Europe's biggest telephone company, Deutsche Telekom AG, said Monday it will seek licenses in at least 10 other European countries. Through its wireless unit T-Mobile, Deutsche Telekom is looking for access to such huge markets as France and Sweden, spokesman Stephen Brosio said, confirming a report in Monday's Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. The report cited Management Board Chairman Kai-Uwe Ricke, R-I-C-K-E, as saying that the company also hoped to acquire licenses in Austria, Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Croatia, Russia, Slovakia, and the Ukraine. Brosia also said the company was looking at Portugal and Denmark. Again, noting those areas in Central and Eastern Europe, those are areas that have traditionally been areas of interest and operation for German capital. The previous vehicles for the forced entry of German capital were the Wehrmacht and the SS. Now it is Deutsche Telekom, also a branch of the German government. I alluded earlier in the program to some of the potential national security considerations for the United States for allowing a foreign telecommunications company to purchase American firms. The Clinton White House doesn't seem to see too much of a problem with that. Neither does Trent Lott. I think that they should seriously consider some of the political lessons to be derived from the Oklahoma City bombing. Bear in mind that Carol Howe, an ATF informant, testified in unimpeached testimony that Andreas Strassmeier, the son of Gunter Strassmeier, the CDU chief of staff for Helmut Kohl, Andreas Strassmeier was identified by Carol Howe as the mastermind of the Oklahoma City bombing. San Francisco Examiner of Wednesday, August 30th of the year 2000, underscored the continuing sensitivity of the Oklahoma City bombing from an informational standpoint. Oklahoma City bomb details stay sealed. Stateline Denver and reads in part, a 1996 order prohibiting the release of certain information in the Oklahoma City bombing trials of Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols will remain in effect, a judge ruled. U.S. District Judge Richard P. Mache issued the ruling Tuesday after the federal government asked whether the four-year-old order still stood. This by way of underscoring the sensitivity of the Oklahoma City bombing. The evidence suggests that many more than just McVeigh and Nichols were involved. This was in all likelihood an international operation, and my analysis is that detection of that operation was known to the perpetrators of the plot, and that that was taken into account in terms of cover-up and perhaps even a second bomb that was set off in an attempt to kill federal agents alerted to the possible presence of a bomb in the Oklahoma City bombing. But if there were a proper investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, it would go in the direction of the German government. And if you're going to allow an extension of the German government to operate American telecommunications, it opens up some very significant national security considerations, perhaps even an Oklahoma City / Serpent's Walk scenario. I have alluded to earlier tapes in this particular series about German corporate control over American media. Those are available from a tape duplication service called Spitfire, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, 95005. Email is mail@spitfirelist.com. There's a list of and description of the various tapes available from Spitfire on the Spitfire website at spitfirelist.com. That concludes For the Record Program 251, being recorded on October 1st of the year 2000. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.